Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast with your host, Bald and Blonde. That's me, Kathy Tate, and of course, Daisy Papp. How are you going, Daisy?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. Aha. So you're introducing us differently now. That is very exciting. We're evolving, and I really appreciate that. So what is up your sleeves for today?
Well, I want to do a feel-good episode, Daisy. I think that not only do we need to talk about our difficulties and our lessons and the things that we struggle with, but we also need to remind each other and all of our listeners out there of the feel-good stuff that really matters. So today, I want to talk about the power of kindness.
The power of kindness. Okay, good. Let's talk about the power of kindness. And yes, I agree. It is very important to check in at times. Where is our focus? Because my focus will determine which thoughts I'm spending time with. And the thoughts I'm spending time with generate the emotions in me. And the emotions actually become the forecast of my life that I experience.
That's a very interesting way to put that, the forecast of my life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that it is easy to see that our emotions directly impact our everyday life and how we experience it. So yeah. If we're in a negative emotion, then we're going to be frustrated, we're going to be impatient, we're going to be irritated more, we're going to feel negatively about outcomes, or maybe even not think that we can do it at all.
Absolutely.
And you can then get stuck in that too, can't you? It's a bit of a downward spiral, which we've spoken about in the early days of the podcast. So that makes complete sense that our emotions drive our life experience.
Yeah, I just came up with this term. Sometimes I have these thoughts that then just arrive, or the words that I am expressing myself, and then the words come out this way. I think when we look at the power of kindness, let's define kindness first. Because there's a false way of kindness, and then there's just the kind-heartedness. And I truly believe that we are all coming from that source of kind-heartedness. And then so many things happen during our lifetime, or even before we were born, prenatal, so in mommy's womb, that has an impact on us. But the kind-heartedness, I think, is absolutely super important for humanity. And when will it be more important than now? Because now is all we have. And as I say, what we do today impacts our emotions, energy in motion, that forecasts our life. And then therefore, how we experience life, our life experience. Now, what is kindness to you?
It's a good question. So if I were to define kindness, I would say it is an attitude of understanding and patience, and being able to step back from the emotion and see what's going on. But I guess there's an element of the benefit of the doubt in there too. Believing in the best of someone. That's, I think, how I would describe kindness, because it's got that element of faith in that you believe that they're coming from a good place, and you also want to come from that good place, if that makes sense.
Well, good. So I think it's a good idea when you come up with these topic ideas, that because now you know that I'm asking you then sometimes, not all the time or in every episode. So what's the definition? So I just pulled it up here, and what I'm reading is the quality or state of being kind. That's what you said. An instant of kind behavior, Absolutely. And then the state or quality of being kind, goodwill, benevolence, beneficence of action or manner. And that's, you hit that really well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So now that we are on the same common denominator, we found a common denominator and that we defined what we are actually speaking about or discussing or conversing about here today. How often was it that you walk into a store or into a group of humans or into a restaurant in a bar, coffee shop or a gas station, wherever you go or you walk into work and people have an attitude? They are already in a specific state. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually can also be, right? Then when you come in there, let's say with your kind-heartedness, to which I'm leading to in the power of kindness, you come in there and you just stick or bath in that kindness that you radiate, then you are the gift to the world. So it comes to the commitment towards ourselves, I think, that I enjoy kindness and I wish that there is more kindness in my life. And even when there is not enough kindness in my life, then I will bring it into my life. Instead of waiting, yes, but only when Johnny and Georgie are going to be kind to me, then I will be kind. No, I would do it the other way around. Actually, that's how I live my life because I meet grumpy people too. They live here in South Florida as well and online with people I meet around the world. Sometimes they're not in a good state. In order for me, I'm not trying to shower others in kindness. I spread it around and I self-indulge in the kindness. In my kindness. And then it's the question, how can I inspire others to come along or to inspire others to make a little adjustment and maybe be a little kinder too? Now, first of all, it is a question of how consistent am I with this behavior, with kindness? Or am I just always on the 3rd of each month and on the 12th of each month I'm kind and all the other days I'm not so kind? Or is it something that I appreciate and practice in my own emotional and intellectual state on a daily basis because I enjoy it? And then when there are others and I treat them with kindness that may be very unfamiliar to them because maybe they're not used to being treated kindly, there is your chance where you can choose, okay, do I choose kindness or do I spend kindness and expect something in return? That's the question. And that is, I do believe, where truly the power of kindness lies in.
I think we'd like it if you explained that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Which part?
The last part about you held your fingers up and you said there's two ways.
Okay.
Let's just go over that again. Okay.
I bring my fingers back up like a bunny almost. So when I am kind and I spread kindness because I'm kind to you, Kathy, and now I expect you to be kind to me as well. Then I'm dependent and I'm a business dealer.
I got you.
Or I am kind for the sake of kindness, no matter how you respond, because I lead and live by example and enjoy my own kindness. Because when I am kind, then I cannot complain about the lack of kindness in my life. And that is where I believe the power of kindness is really.
Got it. Got it. Yes, that makes so much sense. That is what I thought you meant, but I wanted to make sure before I started going down that path. So this is a good conversation. I knew it would be, see. And I think that coming into these episodes without researching anything, sometimes we look up definitions, sometimes we don't. But the dictionary definition of kindness, which mentioned benevolence, yeah, that is what I was trying to get to.
Yes.
But maybe me trying to find the words to explain that is better for our audience because so many of them don't have English as a first language.
Oh, I'm the first to admit.
Yeah. So using 10 words to get to one word, I think can be good because it helps people understand more if there's more descriptors.
I agree.
Yeah. So it is good that we define it in itself so people know what we're talking about.
Yes.
And I think, and we've said before in other episodes, that's the key to communication. Get on the same page.
Yeah. First. That's the first step so that we are on the same page, that we understand or know that we are speaking about the same thing. And when it comes to definitions, though, when we look at dictionaries, I'd like to put that in here or insert that here, that definitions change over time. And it's very interesting. And I'd like to inspire some of you who are interested in definitions to go back and go into a library or look up something. Maybe you buy yourself a old dictionary that is, let's say, 50 years old. And you will notice that the definitions are very, very, very different than what they are today. I know that by fact so clear because I use the word humanistic, like humanely, a lot. And there are people out there who think that the newer definition or a reform of the old definitions would be beneficial for them, because I don't know how it could be at all beneficial to me, but then they twist it. So I spoke with a lady actually from Australia, dear lady to me, and we spoke about the word gay and what it originally meant. It was happy and sweet and
joyful.
Joyful, yes. So now when we look at that, how definitions change over the years, and I wonder who really benefits from that or who doesn't. I think it's a good idea that we really know what we are talking about and the words that we are using, that we know what they mean to us and what they mean factually, because again, the words we spend time with have an impact on our emotion, energy in motion, and then again, have a direct impact in my life, on my life, and in my life.
Yeah, that's a really great point to point out. And I think we'll probably do a whole episode on the evolution of language, because it gets quite interesting when you look at colloquial language as well, which is language that is evolved in a certain area. So there are Australian colloquialisms that I'm sure people that come to Australia, what the hell are they saying? Because we've got a few imaginative ones. And there's actually a dictionary that contains those. And the evolution of language is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Back to the power of kindness.
Yeah.
So I like what you were saying. And please correct me if I've got this wrong, but you were saying that commit to yourself to be that state, to commit to yourself, for your own self, to be kind no matter what the external influences are on you, because you're saying that for you, and you wish for many others, that kindness is a core value. And so that is how you act on it out in the world. It makes no difference to you what anybody else does. You, for your own sake, have chosen to be a kind person and treat others with kindness. And if you can do that and not have any expectations from anybody in return, then that is a genuine, benevolent kindness coming from your heart. And I heard you say that is what you would like to see more of in the world, and that is where the real power of it lies. And if I've got that right, I agree 100%.
Thank you.
I think I've got that right. Have I got that right, Daisy?
I think so. To make it short and maybe more into an essence, that when I choose kindness, it doesn't make me stupid. I can still put myself in the state of kindness for the sake of kindness and choose to stick to that, because the external circumstances I cannot control. But when I can control me, then I may have an influence or an impact on the external circumstances.
Well, yes. And isn't it true that in the end, we can only control ourselves, right? Mm. So expecting to do other than that is probably not that realistic.
Well, there are many people who try to control others, and we see it around the world. And we see it in families, we see it in schools, we see it in other faculties, we see it in politics, we see it in many, many constellations where humans interact with humans. Nevertheless, that at the same time will fill sooner or later the resentment bucket. And then there needs to happen a release. And that's then the implosion or the explosion, not physical, but verbally or emotionally. And I think that is therefore even more important that we start to focus on human values. And the reason why I really promote it and speak up for the human values over and over again, because the human values are not valued since such a long time. I think we are just in the very beginning again to value them. Let me go back. I'm not a historian by no means, but let me go back like 250, 300 years ago where a Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, composer, classical music, genius, or a Ludwig van Beethoven, genius composer, in my eyes and in the eyes of many people who love classical music. At that time, they were appreciated and honored to a degree, but also not so much. And today, or since we have records, music on records, and we can listen to it, now everyone, oh, Mozart, the maestro, Beethoven. So people are appreciating things and pay kindness, oftentimes not at the right time. And let me go back to human values. I think it is time that we understand and appreciate the value of a human. The value of every human is priceless, immeasurable. And when we allow to see the light in one other and see that the life force, you are not created, not even are you created by your mother and your father. Life force was already there in the sperm and in the egg, in mommy and daddy. So the other way around. So dad, sperm, mom, egg. The life force was already there. Your parents created the circumstances of potential so that you and your life can come to life. So then when we go back to that kindness towards humans and see life cannot be created, that it's already there and it's in you. You are a miracle and I'm a miracle. And when we can connect on that level that you are a miracle and I'm a miracle and let me find out what other miracles are there in you instead of finding what's wrong with you or you finding out in me, oh, where do I have my flaws? Do I have them? Yes, we all have them. I'm perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect, whichever way we twist it. So when we come to that common denominator, I do believe that true kindness can only in this way be established and cultivated and practiced and continuously applied. When you and I come to a common denominator, like we came to a common denominator in the very beginning of our conversation, that what's the definition of kindness? Now, who am I kind to? When I understand that I'm the result of life force, and so are you, I'm not even going to the biological little spark where that little light happens when the sperm meets the egg. It's measurable. So you are light and I am light. When I can see the light in you and you can see the light in me, maybe it is much easier to be kind to one another.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. And I think that we're conditioned in our societies to find the worst parts of each other. And I think we need to turn that around and make it the opposite. We need to look for the best parts of each other and cherish those and cultivate those and encourage those. And it would be a much nicer and, as you say, kinder world for all of us. And when I think about the amount of people on the planet, it's kind of overwhelming in that how do we reach them all? How do we inspire change? But the fact of the matter is that it starts with one person.
Starts with self.
And one person deciding, yes, that they want to be the change they want to see. And I know be the change you want to see is turning into a cliche. I get that. Everyone's using it. But there's a real element of truth in it.
Huge.
And really, that's what you've said today. You've said, choose kindness. Choose to be kind-hearted. Choose to have that as your core value. It doesn't change your other abilities. It doesn't change how smart you are. It doesn't change that you may want to negotiate something. It doesn't change how the things that are going on in your world. It changes how you show up for them and how it changes that you're showing up differently for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is inspiring. The ability to follow through on something that you value that much, regardless of how other people react to it, I think that is a true measure of your belief in that value. And so you're 100% right in my eyes when you say, be that kind-hearted person for you. And that will be inspiring in itself. And so the change can start with just one person, with ourselves, because it is inspiring. And I know that when I speak to someone who's been kind, I feel more uplifted than I do when I speak to someone who's not been kind. And it really is that simple. If you listen to your body, it will tell you, because you won't resonate or you will resonate. So it's a great measure of where you're at too.
Yeah. I think it is valuable to have a look at how we feel when we are kind or how we feel when we're unkind about ourselves. I start with that point first, and then we go to what's the ingredient inside of ourselves, inside us, so that it becomes easier to be kind. Please remind me in case I forget. You're the one with the notes. Let's say I'm walking into an office, I'm trying to administer something, and there's somebody who's grumpy, and now I grump just back, and wah, 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 what a grumpy human, and you know what, I wish you a bad rest of the day, let's say. I would not do that. I don't recall ever doing that, but let's say I would. Then I walk out there and I go about my day. Sooner or later, maybe I remember, oh, I lashed out at that. Maybe I could have done it a little bit differently. Maybe I could have been a little kinder. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe I was just pumped up in the wrong way. Negative emotion in that particular case, or draining emotion, or not in a good state. And then there's the outcome. And then who is actually revisiting it over and over again? Because that human is maybe used and thinks, just a bad mooded blondie walked in and she just unleashed and had some frustration. And you know what? I wash my hands and off I go. Maybe. But it will stick with me because I did it. I am able to cut it off and pretend as if I had not done it. But it's sneaky. It can come out here and there and come in here and there. And then it shows up in moments where it's unpredictable and maybe not very solution oriented or helpful in the situation, supportive in the situation. Now, on the other hand, I walk in there, somebody's grumpy or not grumpy, but I walk in there and I stick to kindness. And then I walk out. How do I then feel about myself? Dear listeners, ask yourselves, when there was a situation where you were not able to stick to kindness, and when there was a situation where you were capable to really remain calm and remain kind and benevolent without expecting anything in return. And then look at these two situations and how you felt about yourself. Now we're going to about self. When I value myself and I appreciate that, yes, I am the result of life force and I'm here and I am a treasure. I'm beautiful inside. I have much to bring into this world. The world is a better place because I'm in it. Yeah. When we connect to that and we practice that and we release or transform everything and anything that stands between us and the state of me being able to value myself. Now then I reach that state where I can value myself and I can bring that value into the world independently of other people's opinions, responses, evaluations, ideas about me, thoughts about me. It becomes irrelevant or less relevant at least. And then that is very kind to myself, by the way, when I do that. When I make peace with the things I did. Look, we all did things that were not the best at the time, but the only things that we were capable of doing at the time. Look at them, forgiving ourselves, improving ourselves, making progress. And I think then we can be the kind human to ourselves when we see that light and that love within ourselves, that treasure that we are. My mom, she had a very cute idea. I don't have any idea where she got these ideas from. She was very wise. That was long before the internet when she passed. And she said, Daisy child, sometimes she called me Daisy child in German language, Daisy kind. She called me and she said, every human has a little gold nugget in their heart. And that was not referred to the precious metal. It was more related to that value, the goodness, that light, that preciousness. And I still believe it when I speak with humans who admit that they did something that they're not really proud of or they're actually very anxious about now that they become more aware of the impact of their actions. And I still look at that light, at that golden nugget in them. And that's how I talk to them. That's how I speak to them. That's how I interact with them. And that creates a stage where we can meet eye to eye, human to human. And I value your values. And I wonder if you value mine. And if not, I'm not alone because I still value mine. It's not that my values then are unnoticed or unvalued. And I do believe that is what is actually the root of kindness. And when we cultivate what's underneath kindness, I have never in my life met anyone who felt valued and valued themselves, randomly losing connection with kindness. Quite the opposite. These are the individuals that were very close to kindness most of the time in their life. And I see my mission and my work in this, helping humans to find that treasure within themselves and find the realization that, okay, let me treasure me, let me value me, and then it becomes easier to value others, although we don't agree.
Yeah, I get you. And I think there's a whole further discussion that needs to happen here that we don't have time for today, but we might do in Salon Talk, which is around how kindness is one of the highest vibrations that you can be in and therefore has a positive impact in the world because of that. And I think it's a really interesting topic.
Mm.
So let us know, listeners, if you want to hear more about that, because I think it's fascinating and I want to share the little bit that I know about that, and I'm sure that you know a lot more and we could even get maybe an expert to come on and talk to us about it. So that's it for us today. The power of kindness, I think we've really explored that, and it's very clear that it comes back to core values and committing to yourself that is who you want to be regardless of others. Would you agree with that?
Yes. There was one thing that I heard you say, that kindness is the highest vibration.
One of,
yes. Yeah, I agree. Misheard then, yes. Then I think that first of all, what we can do with ourselves, and everyone and anyone can do that, put yourself in a good state first, then it becomes much easier to be kind. Therefore, put yourself in a good state more often. So then kindness is one of the beneficial side effects. And when you put yourself in a good state more often, physically, mentally, intellectually, so the words you say, the physical state, how you're in, the physiology, jumping jacks, or just really dance to your favorite song or something that's really uplifting to you, or sing, whatever that is for you, then when you are in a different emotional state, then it becomes so much easier to be at peace with yourself. And it becomes easier to see more than one option, because when there's only one option, how I can respond to somebody who is rude to me, then I'm trapped, right? Then I don't have a choice. But when I'm in a good state, then I'm in a very different biochemistry in my brain. So I hear from neuroscientists that then we have access to more opportunities, or to at all see other opportunities or other possibilities. And that is something that everyone anytime can do. Next time, when you are ready to go into a meeting and you feel like, oh, maybe that's going to be, it will be like this and not tender. And put yourself in a different state and the meeting will be a different outcome. So that is something that we can all do. And that is part of power of kindness. Because when I understand that kindness is not only something that blooms all of a sudden out of nowhere, no, there's a nutrition to it. And when we have a look at the nutrients and what it requires to develop and to practice it more often, then it becomes doable and achievable. And then it's really fun.
It is great to be able to see uplift in people around you too, because you can certainly see the opposite. And I think that we're so often caught up in our busyness that we forget about these things that have so much impact and could really transform your life if you're honest about it.
Yeah, totally.
The way you think about yourself and the way you show up changes everything.
Yeah.
And I hope that our episodes help bridge that gap with the tips and the tools we share, for me, they're like baby steps from how you get over here to how you get over here.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes, and dear listeners, when you have an audience or you have a group of people, please reach out to us. I'm happy to conduct a workshop for you, how you can get from here to there. Humbly, I think that I can bring much value to you and your loved ones and your groups or your audiences.
And your businesses. So don't forget, if you're a business owner out there and you need help with your human resources, of course, humans are the most important part of any business.
Yeah.
Reach out. All the links are down below in the description of this episode if you are listening to us on audio. Please come and find us on video. We're so excited to now be bringing our faces to you. So the links are down in the description. Come and find us and share our episodes, please, with your family, friends, and colleagues, because the more people we reach, the more we can help transform the future for us and for our children and, of course, for their children. Okay, that's it from us today. The power of kindness is certainly powerful, and we hope you've enjoyed this. Please let us know what you think. Ask at baldandblonde.live or visit us at baldandblonde.live or put a comment down below this video if you're watching the video. Great to see you guys. As always, we thank selfrecoding.com, our major sponsor that keeps us on air. We could do with some more support though, guys. So if you are feeling like you could maybe share some love, baldandblonde.live, check out the support us page. There is a support level to suit everybody. We don't expect the world, but we just love to have some support from you guys so that we can continue to bring you not only the weekly podcast, but also our brand new show, Salon Talk. We're going to get into some real controversial stuff that matters right now to all of us. This show is for you guys, where we can get a bit more in depth than we would go on here. So don't miss that. Links are below in the description. That's it from us today and the Mindset Evolution podcast. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.